The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand on his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, though the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it to my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Then Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen but believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written here so that you may come to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and through his this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. There was a joke about the payment of your bill at the Sisters of Mercy Hospital. A man was brought to Mercy Hospital for surgery. The operation went well. The sister waiting by his bedside to the man, "You are going to be just fine," and asked him, "We want to know how you intend to pay for your stay here. Are you covered insurance?" He whispered and said, "No, I am not." The sister asked, "Can you pay in cash?" He replied, "I am afraid I cannot, sister." She continued, "Do you have any close relatives then?" The patient replied, "Just my sister in New Mexico, but she is a spinster nun." The sister said, "Nuns are not spinster, Mr. Smith. They are married to Jesus." The man said with a smile, "Okay, then send the bill to Jesus, my brother-in-law." Today, we are celebrating the second Sunday of Easter. This second Sunday of Easter, also called Divine Mercy Sunday. This Sunday is celebrated as a feast day of God's mercy. It is said that Saint Faustina of Poland is the well-known apostle of divine mercy. On the 30th of April 2000, at 10 a.m. on the second Sunday of Easter, the feast requested by Jesus in his communications with Saint Faustina, His Holiness Pope John Paul II, canonized of Blessed Sister Faustina. And in the same month, John Paul II also was canonized by Pope Francis. So this feast is new to the liturgical year. From 2000, we are celebrating this Divine Sunday or Mercy Sunday. So in the name of Jesus, we have so many feasts. Like, you need to support me. Christmas is birth, then Jesus as a good shepherd, and the resurrection of Jesus, Christ the King, Ascension of Jesus. So we have so many feast days in the name of Jesus. This is only few. We have so many. In different way, many churches celebrate this in the name of Jesus. And this is the new feast from 2000 to the liturgical calendar. From 2000, we are celebrating the Divine Mercy Sunday. It means God's mercy. At the canonization of Saint Faustina, Saint John Paul II said, "Believing in the love of God means believing in His mercy." In the same way, during short life, the Lord Jesus assigned to Saint Faustina three basic tasks in celebrating this feast. The first one is to pray for souls, entrusting them to God's incomprehensible mercy. And second is to tell the world about God's generous mercy. And third is to start a new movement in the church, focusing on God's mercy. So the Lord of Divine Mercy, we might have seen the picture of Divine Mercy, see there. It is based on the vision given to Saint Faustina, shows Jesus raising his right hand in a gesture of blessing. With his left hand in his heart, from which gush forth two races. One is red and another one is white. So the race streaming out, how symbolic meaning, red for the blood of the Jesus, which is the life of souls, and white for the baptismal water, which justifies souls. In total, the meaning of this feast, this celebration is, the whole image is symbolic of God's mercy, forgiveness, and love of God. So this feast of divine mercy reminds us of many parables taught by Jesus, emphasizing God's mercy. We remember the three beautiful parables of Luke chapter 15. God is like a shepherd who leaves 99 sheep to go in search of the one lost one. God is like a woman who searches the entire house to find the coin she lost. God is like a father who comes out of the house to welcome back his prodigal son, and who comes out of the house a second time to entice the elder son to come in and join in the party. So these three parables clearly explains how merciful our God is. Today, God has thrown a party during which we can receive God's infinite mercy. We need to accept God's invitation to celebrate and practice mercy in our Christian lives. One way the church celebrates God's mercy throughout the year is through the sacrament of reconciliation. God is full of mercy towards the sinners. He welcomes and he forgives the sins of his people with mercy. Finding time for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is another good way to receive and give thanks for divine mercy. But it is mainly through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we practice mercy in our daily lives and become eligible for God's merciful judgment. For this, we must come to know Jesus personally and intimately, like St. Thomas the Apostle in today's Gospel. Even after the resurrection of Jesus, even after the apostles saw the empty tomb and heard the reports of Jesus' appearance to the woman, they were still weak in faith and fearful of being arrested by the Jewish authority. During Jesus' ministry, the disciples, they saw with their own eyes Jesus raising the dead people for life. And Jesus told them clearly, I will suffer and die, but remember, on the third day I will rise again. The glorious things that Jesus did in his ministry, everything's gone, went off from the minds of his disciples. That's why after death, they're gone. They didn't believe that Jesus will rise again. They are fear. They are with tension. They are with frustration. So what happened? Slowly they forgot Jesus and went back to their own work. So now Jesus came for searching. Search and give refaith to them. Went on searching for his disciples, different places, different times. And he gathers again everyone. And he made him to believe. But in the case of St. Thomas, we saw our Lord. We saw Jesus. With joy they were telling to them, stupid people, don't tell me all those things. I don't believe. Unless I see, unless I put my finger in his wounds, then I believe. He is really very strong, faithful person. He wants to experience. So when Jesus came again, Thomas, come on. You are doubting about me. I am not evil. I am not spirit. Come and touch. Look at my wounds. Put your hand side up me. was really terribly happy, very glad. And he was filled with completely total faith. Then what he says, my Lord and my God. He was totally, completely filled with faith and trust in Jesus. All his images were gone. The faith re-entered into the life of St. Thomas. Thomas is the first one who called Jesus as God. So, in the opening prayer we address, the Father as God of everlasting mercy. In the responsorial song, we also sang about the mercy of God. God showed his mercy on his people first and foremost in sending his only begotten Son to become our Savior and Lord through his suffering, death and resurrection. This is the total idea of God the Father. The idea of God the Father is, in his mercy, God the Father sent his own Son, sacrificing himself on behalf of our sins, on behalf of our redemption, on behalf of our eternal life. This is the biggest and highest mercy that God the Father had. God's mercy also given to us in each celebration of the sacraments instituted to sanctify us. So God is full of mercy, and Jesus is full of mercy with love and forgiveness. As Jesus said when he appeared to his apostles, that do not be afraid. It is the time for us to turn to Jesus like St. Thomas the Apostle for the new life and for new mercy. So, the resurrected Lord will never hide. Jesus did not rise from the dead to hide himself or to become king. No, he will be always after us. He will be always after us. He will be found everywhere. That is the special gift that Jesus gave to all of us. I will be there everywhere. That's why we can pray anywhere. Not only in the church. We can pray anywhere because Jesus is everywhere. So, let us search for him. Once Jesus came searching for us, now we need to go on searching for Jesus. Because when we found him, we will have a new life and we will receive mercy of Jesus.